Hi, everyone. Welcome to Flock Talk. I'm Erin Morgan.
And I'm Stacey Sage.
And we work for the members of the Ontario Sheep Farmers Organization.
This week, we welcome Sarah Bryan to Flock Talk. Sarah is a general manager of the Canadian Sheep Breeders Association and has lifelong experience raising purebred Dorsets and Texels. Established in 1905, the CSBA is a nonprofit organization dedicated to maintaining the integrity of Canada's purebred sheep flocks. Governed by a provincially elected board of directors, the CSBA represents over 1,100 members and more than 50 breeds of sheep. Congratulations on the 100-year milestone this year, Sarah. Thanks for joining us. Let's get flocking.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't you tell us about your career, how you came to be general manager at CSBA?
Sure. So as Stacey said, I grew up on a farm raising Dorsets and Texels. So sheep have been involved in my life from the very beginning. I think I attended my first show very, very young, showed my first sheep at about 3 or 4 years old. So been really involved in the sheep industry. Went to the University of Guelph, got my Bachelor of Science in Agriculture there. And from there, just kind of hopped around a couple jobs within agriculture, just gaining experience in all different aspects of kind of a business. Most recently, before coming here, I worked as the public affairs coordinator at Egg Farmers of Ontario. So did a lot of larger scale marketing, larger scale for agriculture, I'll say, marketing projects and sponsor relationship building and different projects like that. Still working for farmers in Ontario, which I really valued. And then, the job came available last June, I guess it was. And I felt like it was just such a good fit for me and for my family. Coming back to the industry that I was raised in, something that I have such a passion for, specifically the purebred side of it. Having grown up with that, I feel like it's a really valuable part of the industry and just wanted to be on the team that's helping to spread awareness and push for it.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. And we had the pleasure of meeting at the Royal Winter Fair last fall, which I got to see right in action there, which was amazing.
I think we were busy, but it was nice to sit and chat for a few minutes.
Absolutely. So reflecting on 2024, what do you consider to be the Canadian Sheep Breeders Association's biggest achievement?
I think the number one achievement we had in 2024 was the success of our All Canada Sheep Classic. So every year we host a purebred sheep sale that moves around Canada, really highlights the ability for us to showcase the purebred genetics that Canada has to offer by moving it around to different provinces every year. Last year it was hosted in Quebec, and we had the highest selling sale that the Classic has ever brought in. We sold sheep to over 8 different provinces. So really, again, highlighting how important and how valuable these genetics and these sheep are for producers across Canada, not just purebred flocks, but other commercial producers. It's a good thing to see, just to see that people are valuing this stock that we have, both in Canada and out. So as I said, we host it every year. So it is coming up in Brandon, Manitoba, in July. So if anyone's interested in exhibiting, in watching, in purchasing, it's streamed online as well. So you don't have to be there to buy sheep. We're hoping to build on last year's success. So that, I would say, is probably our biggest achievement in 2024.
Excellent. Thanks, Sarah. So you run a number of different programs and initiatives. And so can you tell us a little bit about those programs that your organization runs and what kind of impact they have on sheep breeders across Canada?
Yeah. So one of the main programs that we work with alongside Ontario Sheep Farmers is the Genovis program. For us, it's very valuable just to know that we offer the purebred genetics, but the Genovis offers the genetic information that really can help producers select whether it's breeding stock, foundation stock, animals that they want to bring in to help with whatever they're looking for. that I would say is one of our main initiatives to help grow the industry. We also are really taking a look and helping to try and move genetics out of the country or bring more in. Import-export is a pretty big deal, and I think it really shows the value of our breeding stock again, that we're able to move it across borders. One of the other programs, we brought in a new breed. This was late 2023, but we brought in the Valais Black Nose into our breed portfolio. It's a small flock, I would say, in Canada, but they're very valuable addition to our portfolio. And then again, working with Ontario Sheep Farmers, the Integrative Services Network project that has been going on for the last few years, pooling resources with other like-minded organizations within sheep and goats, just to try and really maximize the output that we're working on in terms of focusing on genetic integration and creating a kind of a prosperous network for everybody involved.
Yes. Okay. Fantastic. Thanks so much. Can you share any success stories or standout moments from individual breeders that demonstrate the association's work?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, one of our main standout successes from 2024 for more than just a single breeder was the success of the All Canada Sheep Classic. Having record high prices, I think that's a great indication for the industry as a whole, that we're on the right track of where we want to go in terms of providing that breeding stock and those genetic lines to different breeders. Looking more towards specific breeders, I know we've had a number of breeders moving sheep across the border. We've had a group of Quebec producers exporting sheep to the United States. We had some Ontario producers sending rams down to states like Texas. So I think, again, that's really indicative of how desirable the sheep that we're raising are. And I think those are really standout opportunities for the Canadian sheep industry and for our producers.
Fantastic. So looking ahead to 2025, where do you see the opportunities for the association, and how do you plan to address the emerging challenges in the sheep industry?
Yeah, so I think one of our main goals every year, but again in 2025, is to recognize the need for registered animals, whether that's you're breeding them or if you're purchasing an animal, just making sure that that's transferred. So just making sure that we're increasing our registration and transfer numbers. We'd like to see that kind of throughout the year. It's its own challenge because it's our job to share and to promote why people should be using these and why people should be doing these things. So just making sure that we have a good way of highlighting the benefits of using purebred animals within your flocks, whether or not you're a purebred flock. I think the benefits of bringing a purebred animal into a commercial flock can help exponentially bringing in those desirable traits that you're maybe looking for, whether it comes to gain or whether it comes to the maternal abilities of your animals. I think those purebred stock animals you're really able to select based on what you're looking for. And then I think we've started in a previous year kind of a judging booklet on what to look for confirmationally when looking at all different breeds of sheep, and kind of refocusing on that project, making sure that when you're selecting stock to bring in to your flock to try and enhance whatever it is you are doing, making sure that if you're using Genovis, wonderful, you have those genetic numbers to back it up, but you also want to make sure that you're bringing in animals that are conformationally correct. Making sure that you're bringing in animals that are bringing in those traits that you want to, maybe highlighting what traits you might want to stay away from if you're seeing them when you're out looking at animals that you're potentially purchasing. So refocusing on projects like that.
Nice. Okay. So you did mention the partnership with OSF. I'm wondering if there's any other new partnerships or collaborations in the work to support Canadian sheep breeders in the coming years that you'd like to share with us.
I mean, I only came officially to the organization in June, so it's been kind of a whirlwind up to now, six, 7 months now. So I'm using this opportunity to kind of refocus on all of the partnerships that CSBA has. It's a small organization. I'm only in a part-time role, so time can be very limited when it comes to that. But I think there's so much value in creating partnerships, whether it's with other producer organizations like OSF, like CSF, any of the other provincial organizations. I think those are really important to focus on because, as you know, when you can pool ideas or resources, you can go so much further than doing something alone. You're not reinventing the wheel. You're not duplicating efforts. So I think those kind of partnerships are really important. Also focusing on partnerships within the research world. We've had some really good success with different research projects that we've had in the past. Currently working on one with McGill on focusing on embryo transfer. So we're really excited to see kind of the results of what is coming out of that. A really good relationship with the University of Guelph. We've had many projects coming out of there. And then again, just working on existing partnerships we have with other industry businesses like wool growers, Sheep Canada. It's a very small industry, so leveraging each other's resources and reach wherever possible, I think, is just such an important piece of this organization.
And then looking ahead, when it comes to technology and innovation, I know there's like lots of room for innovation in genetics. It's a pretty cool field. Mm-hmm. Where does the industry want to go when it comes to using new technologies, things like genomics?
I mean, I think like any industry now, like in research and innovation, technology, everything, you need to use it to move forward. I think you've really got to put a big focus on it. Things like you just said, genomics, genetics, that kind of stuff, just making sure that we're trying our best to keep up with other industries in terms of where we stand versus the cattle industry. We've got lots of room to grow, catch up, just making sure that we're investing our resources appropriately there. And then again, just... it's 2025. Our goal is to kind of move to an entirely paperless scenario when it comes to what CSBA is working on, and whether that means the corporate side, paperless billing and all of that, or even just with registrations and transfers, to be able to go fully paperless and have a quick functioning system. I think that's the goal. And I think that's something that we're all looking to work towards.
Cool.
Nice. Yeah. So kind of expanding on that and recognizing that you are still fairly new in the role, is there one long-term vision for the CSBA right now that you have, and what would that look like by 2030?
Oh, well, we're currently working on our business plan for the next 3 years. So just thinking about what we're putting in that and what we're focusing on for that and how to expand on that. I think increased registrations, as I said, that's a big priority for us. Just making sure that the value of the purebred industry and the purebred sheep is recognized, and wanting everyone to see what they can bring to their flocks by adding a purebred ram, purebred yo. So making that process more streamlined in the increased registrations, transfers, making that all, again, as I said, paperless. We want to continue with the import and export market, specifically if we can improve kind of the embryo import section of it. I think that's a really, there's a lot of potential within that area. And then, like any other area of agriculture, we'd love to see a lot of youth involvement moving forward. Agriculture is an aging industry, and it's great to see. We do have a lot of young involved members, and I think low input costs with sheep is really helpful with that. You don't have to buy quota. There's not a lot of barn infrastructure that you need to build if you're getting into it. So I think with pieces like that, I think really emphasizing the need for young farmers to come into the industry is a big goal for us too.
Fantastic. Yes, I absolutely agree there. And so as we finish off the interview, Sarah, you know, I know that you've recently written an article with Amelie about participating in Genovis. Yes. So I want to put in a plug for that about the importance of using Genovis, because if you're not keeping records, you don't know what you have. So you don't know where you're going. Exactly. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our Flock Talk audience?
I think just on that, again, like the Genovis program is so important. And I think coming into this role, it gave me a really great opportunity to be able to help the understanding around Genovis, because as I've said at many meetings, a lot of people know what Genovis is. And a lot of people know that if you're looking at a certificate and the numbers are high, that's great. But a lot of people don't know what that means. And I think that's the gap that we really have to fill, because it's that information specifically that's able to help you the most. So what EPDs or what indexes are focused on what, and relaying that back to what you're looking to improve within your flock is that kind of golden ticket to improving overall output, I guess. The other thing that I would say is that I mentioned our business plan. We will be looking for producer feedback on that in the next probably month or so. Just like OSF, we're a producer-run organization, and so we want to make sure that the goals that we're setting are reflective of what our producers feel. So we'll be putting out a survey for our members to fill out, let us know, are we on the right track? Should we be doing something else? Is there anything we're missing? Anything and everything that they want to let us know, we'll be open to reading it. So there's that coming. We'd love for people to fill it out. And then the other thing is more of a fun thing, is that we are currently running our photo contest on our website. So if you have purebred sheep photos, we would love to see them. The winner gets credit for registrations, which is always helpful. And it also, if the picture quality is high enough, Sheep Canada has agreed to allow the winner to have their picture posted or used on the magazine cover, which I think is really exciting. So if anybody has any pictures they'd like to submit, our website is open. They can always email office@sheepbreeders.ca. We'd love to see them.
Fantastic. Well, I hope you get some great pictures, because Ontario Sheep Farmers gets amazing shots.
We have already gotten some really, really good ones. And I personally love this, because it not only gives farmers an opportunity to showcase their creative side, because some of these people are fantastic at taking pictures, but it's a really great opportunity for us to showcase all of the breeds that Canada has. We have a lot of different breeds. Maybe some don't have as many, don't have quite the population as others, but it's a really great opportunity to showcase the different breeds that Canada has and what they offer. So
absolutely.
I love it. Plus I get to use them. I'll use them in our social media. I'll use them in our annual report. Like, it's free advertising for whoever submits their pictures, really.
Absolutely. Awesome. And real life content for us.
We need some for our breed poster.
Yeah.
So everybody with a less populous breed, send your pictures
in. Oh, amazing. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today on Flock Talk. For our listeners, if you would like to learn more about the Canadian Sheep Breeders Association, you can find them online at sheepbreeders.ca or Canadian Sheep Breeders Association on Facebook. Again, don't forget about the photo contest ending on February 28th and stay tuned for their survey details. You can also find the details I've just mentioned in our show notes.
Hey, Stacey, what's new at Ontario Sheep Farmers?
Ooh, thanks for asking. The Master Shepherd's course kicked off earlier this month. This is a 12-module course offered over an 18-month period and includes 10 online modules, one 2-day in-person module, and one 2-day farm tour. Participants in this course are expected to have at least 3 years' experience with sheep production, either as a sheep business owner, operator, or as an employee working on a sheep farm. For those interested, single model registration is now available. Module 1 continues until February 6th, and Module 2 flock productivity and reproduction starts on February 11th. You can visit ontariosheep.org for full module details and to register. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Flock Talk, please subscribe to your podcast app to receive alerts for our future episodes. And please share our podcast with your friends.
For more Ontario Sheep Farmers content, follow us on social media at Ontario Sheep Farmers on Instagram and Facebook, at Ontario Sheep on X, and visit our website at ontariosheep.org. Thank you for listening.